In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and the peace of God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
My sisters and brothers, as we await in joyful hope the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in glory, we pray that God will make us witnesses of Christ. He has taken on our humanity to bring salvation to all the world. Merciful and faithful God, you sent your only begotten Son, the teacher of truth and the font of reconciliation, to gather the nations of the earth into the peace of your everlasting kingdom. Stir up within us the spirit of joyful expectation, that leaving behind the night, we may run to meet your day as it dawns near, and gladly welcome your Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace ever reign within your walls and wealth within your buildings. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. For love of my family and love of my friends, I pray that peace be yours. For love of the house of the Lord our God, I pray for your good. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you know what time it is. Now is the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, taking husbands, taking wives, right up until the moment Noah entered into the ark. And then, without any warning, the flood came and swept them all away. So it will be when the Son of Man comes. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. So stay awake. You do not know the hour that the Master comes. I truly assure you that if the owner of the house knew what hour of the night the burglar was coming, he would have stayed awake all night so that no one could break into the foundation of his house. So you, be alert. The Son of Man comes at a time you least expect. The Gospel of the Lord.